afternoon, and welcome to this week's edition of the Smartbox Web video podcast. I'm your host, Colin Receiver, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about all the bad, scary things on the internet that you need to stay away from as a dentist. We're going to cover some of the marketing tactics that some of the black hat marketing firms use. We're going to cover some of the web design methods and strategies that will absolutely kill your SEO performance and your conversion from those visitors that are on your website looking around into phone calls that turn into cash. So, very quickly, the purpose of these podcasts is to educate you, the dentist, on all the aspects of web marketing, so that you can make an educated decision for yourself on, if web marketing is beneficial for your practice and your situation. On today's webinar, I'm going to cover about 10 to 15 points, time allowed, of things that you should not be doing and things to look out for on your dental website with dental marketing firms, dental companies out there that are trying to sell you things. So let's jump right in, and I'll start out with two age-old tactics that black hat guys have been using for years and years, and I don't know why they still try to use it, to be honest, because it's been shot down over and over again. Google actually just released their Penguin update. Yeah, I said that correctly, not Panda, but Penguin update, which is another update that's designed to cut down on spammy link building and keyword cloaking and stuff of the black hat nature. So keyword stuffing, one of the two items I'm going to talk about here first, is where you go to a website and you see like the word New Albany Dentist plastered over and over and over and over and over again on the website. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to trick Google into believing that New Albany Dentist is a search term that Google wants to display this website for. And the reason is obvious why Google doesn't like it, because it's not natural. It's not real. Somebody that's built the website and put that keyword in there 1,000 times is just trying to get up to the top, and they're probably not offering any good content, or they might have a dental website that's just not in good shape, and they're just trying to quickly get up to the top to get some ranking and visibility. And Google shoots that down every time. Sometimes you even get blacklisted, which we'll cover a little bit later in the presentation in the podcast here. Another big one is keyword cloaking. Now, very similar to stuffing, but cloaking is where it's invisible. There are ways that you can design a website so that you put 1,000 keywords on the page, but they're invisible to the regular user. And the reason that this is done is, again, trying to trick Google, because when Google is looking at your website, it's a machine. It's not your eyes reading it. And they're trying to trick Google into ranking them again. So keyword cloaking, old tactic, big no-no. It always dies hard. Flash. Everybody loves Adobe Flash. Colors and motion and all kinds of cool effects. Flash is the biggest killer that most dentists think they really love for dental websites. And the reason is threefold. One, no Apple product can read Flash. So if you're looking at this website on an iPad or an iPhone, a lot of mobile devices other than Apple can't read Flash. And the second reason is Google can't read Flash. Yeah, they've made some improvements in recent years they can read some of it and not the other, but why would you build a website that Google can't definitively say that they can even read, so that you can be indexed, so that you can be seen at the top of Google? You wouldn't. It's just silly, so don't do it. And the third reason is it kills your conversion ratio. And what that means is a lot of docs that use Flash, you open up their website and it's like this tornado of visual effects and movement and pictures and images and slideshows going back and forth, and it's just insane. And visitors go there and they look at that and they get lost. They go, what am I supposed to click on? I don't even know where I'm supposed to look. There's all this stuff flying around and all this visual motion. And so that, I mean, that's three very compelling reasons never to use Flash. Mobile phones can't read it, Google can't read it, and your users, while they may like it, it does not help what you want them to do, which is turn into paying patients. Another thing that we see a lot of with Black Hat SEO companies is when they're doing this optimization for you, they're doing this spammy stuff where they push out a bunch of articles to thousands and thousands of sites, and you know, maybe they make these spammy comments on different blogs and all this crazy stuff. But what you need to know as a dentist is that Google is cutting this all out of the equation. If you saw Matt Cutts, Google's head chief of, I don't even know what his official title is. I don't even think he has an official title. But Matt Cutts is, you know, chief Tonto over at Google. And he said, he posted a video on his blog a few weeks ago that Google was coming out with an over-optimization penalty for websites. And what that means is if your website looks like it is over-optimized and it's unnatural that you have so many links coming into it and so much optimization done, they're going to penalize you. They're going to penalize your website because they know it's artificial. You know, you have to look at this from Google's perspective. They are all about delivering for their customers, and their customers are the people searching. So you've got all of these people that are searching, and what are they searching for? Why are they on Google? Well, they're looking for an answer to their question. They're on Google because they want to find a local business, or they're looking for an answer to a question they need or a problem they have. So Google's job is to deliver them with a result based on a couple words they type in that fixes their problem or delivers them the business they want or whatever they are searching for. Google's job is to deliver it. So, if Google was to deliver results based on manipulation, more or less, which is, you know, basically what over-optimizing your website comes down to. You're manipulating Google into thinking you're better than Google assesses that you are. And Google doesn't think that's best for their customers, for the people searching. It might be because your website doesn't convert. It might be because there's a lot of people that click that little back button as soon as they look at your website. It could be for a number of reasons why Google doesn't think your website is great. But the fact is, over optimization, they finally figured out a way to identify it, and they're going to penalize you for it. And that's kind of part of what this latest Penguin update is about. They are identifying spammy links. They found an algorithm or a pattern that now they can identify the spamminess and the over-optimization, and now they're going to start penalizing you for it. So they actually rolled that out, I think, April 24th, about a week ago. I was out of town, or I would have posted it on last week's podcast. But, yeah, so here we are. You know, the Panda update, the Penguin update. You know, what Google's telling us here is that the Panda update was all about freshness and great content. The Penguin update is removing over-optimization from the equation. You know, you can't just pay your way to the top of Google's organic search anymore. And, you know, the message Google's sending is very clear. They want great content, they want fresh content, and they want content that their readers like, not over-optimized content that you think they'll like. So, you know, that's what dentists need to be looking at going forward, is how can I provide my users with a great experience? How can I provide them with great content? And, you know, optimization is good. Optimization is great, but don't overkill it. So that's the tall and the short on, you know, the Penguin update, the Panda update, over optimization, all that stuff. Let's get on to the next point. You know, there's, unfortunately, there's no magic wands. There's no, you know, hidden secret purple pills you can pop, or the blue pill or the red pill or whatever pill is the magic pill. I don't remember, but, you know, when it comes to social media, I see a lot of docs out there. I actually talked to a doctor this morning, based out of Montana. He called in for the first time and was interested in, you know, finding new patients. And after talking to him for a few minutes, he told me that for the last 6 months, he had spent $2,000 a month on Facebook, Facebook advertising, Facebook updates, you know, doing all this social media and this Twitter stuff. And I really felt bad for the guy. I mean, there's nothing that, you know, you wish you could go back and help them before they spent, you know, $12,000-$13,000. And literally, he told me he got nothing for it. Not a single patient, not a single profi even sold. And, you know, that's the results that we see quite common with social media. You know, you see these big companies do social media. We do social media. We work with, you know, several consultants in the industry, Summit and Big Case Marketing and some other guys that we do social media with. And on a national level, whether you're a big brand or a small business, you know, we see social media working if you have a national audience. But when you're a local business and you're not Quiznos or Qdoba, and you don't have this, you know, recurring following, actually that was a bad way to say it. You know, Quiznos and Qdoba are national brands. That's why they can successfully do it. But local dentists, local contractors, local plumbers, you know, I've got a friend that's a dentist up in New York, and he has personally been doing his own social media for the past 8 months. And I mean, he posts videos and he posts articles and he makes updates a couple times a day, and he is just on fire with social media. And I hadn't checked in on him in a while. I went to his Facebook page the other day, and after doing this, I mean hardcore for 8 months, I went to his Facebook page last week, and he had 34 followers. 3-4. No zeros on the end. 34 followers for untold hours of his time for 8 months. And you know, all these social media gurus are going to tell you, well, you know, you got to bet on the come. You got to put in and then you get back. I'm telling you, I've seen guys that have done this for 8 months, a year, 2 years with local businesses. There's a local contractor in our area, a guy I know, who has been doing social media, and he posts videos of these construction projects he does, and, you know, he does meticulous work, excellent work, very good attention to detail, very good at what he does. You know, he's been in business for a long time, 20, 25 years, and he's done all this Facebooking for, I don't know, he's had to have been on there for a year, maybe a year and a half. And I went to his Facebook page the other day, and he had 100 followers, 102 followers. It's just insane, the energy and the money that people put into all these buzzwords, and, you know, they buy into the hype, and it's, you know, everybody's trying to sell you something. The marketing vultures, I call them. They're all trying to sell you something, and they'll all take your money. But the reality is, and you know, it's unfortunate that guys spend all this money and all this time and energy, and they get nothing out of it. And you know, the reality is, web marketing isn't complicated. You just have to put yourself with the right message in front of the right audience. And the reason that Facebook doesn't work for local businesses, the primary reason that no dentist is ever going to find new patients on Facebook is inherent, that's a big pothole, inherent into the way Facebook works. So for somebody to find you on Facebook or Twitter, they have to know your name and know your business. And if you are going to be able to market to them, to drip to them, they're going to have to follow you or like you or friend you. So you take Joe Plummer, who's got a toothache, and he wants to find a dentist that can fix his toothache. Now, is Joe Plummer going to go to Facebook, search for your name, and when he finds your name, click on friend you or follow you or like you, even though he's never met you before in his life? I don't see that happening. It doesn't happen. The only people that are going to friend or follow or like you on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn are your existing patients. Now, yes, you can get some referral stuff going on if you have your existing patients, you know, check in at your office and post reviews to Facebook and all this stuff. But even then, you're trying to hit a needle in a haystack. Your patient that's coming out of your dental chair, post that review on Facebook. And at that exact moment, one of their friends has to have a dental need, has to be looking at Facebook. It's still a pot shot. You know, whereas if you focus on getting your Google reviews, if you focus on getting your reviews in Google, now you have people that are searching on Google. They have a need. They have that toothache. Where do they search? 75% of people go to Google when they have a problem they need resolved. 97% of people go to the internet when they have a problem that they need resolved or they need a local business. So, by and large, they're coming to Google. They're searching for their problem. And when Google delivers that result, if you've put your reviews in Google, now all your good raving reviews are popping up right in front of them. So you've searched, that prospect has gone to Google, and they've searched for New Albany dentist porcelain crown. Maybe they know they need a crown already. Let's say this is an educated prospect. They search for New Albany dentist porcelain crown, and Dr. Ron Receiver pops up. And Dr. Ron Receiver has 27 reviews raving about how great he is. He does sedation, and he's very gentle, and he's got all the greatest tricks. He's got 27 reviews on Google raving about him. Now, you've motivated this cold lead into a warm prospect that you have a chance of calling your office. But let's assume that you've spent all this time invested in your getting these reviews, and you've put them in DemandForce, or you've put them in Facebook, or you've put them in Yelp, or any of these other places. So now somebody goes to Google and searches, and what do they see? Maybe that DemandForce page is optimized well enough that it'll show up. Maybe that Yelp page is optimized well enough it'll show up. Maybe that Craigslist, or no, the other list, I can't remember her name, the female list name, Angie's List. Maybe that Angie's List page that you have some reviews on is optimized well enough to show up. But that's a lot of maybes. You know, you have to realize you're playing the game with Google. And if you're going to play the game with the big dogs, with Google, you know, the big gorilla in the room, you got to play by their rules. So where do you have the best chance of showing up and the best chance of getting your reviews seen? Well, it's a no-brainer. Inside Google. Directly inject your reviews into Google's local places pages, your local places page. You need to be claiming that stuff. You need to be putting reviews in there. You need to be optimizing it. It's an ongoing thing. It's just like your website. So we got off on a big long tangent there, but I'm going to try to regroup. And, you know, circling back, we were talking about social media and why it's such a money pit, an energy pit, a time pit, excuse me, for dentists and local businesses in general. You know, we've tried it. We've seen it tried, from running Facebook ads to, you know, running, doing the optimization and the status updates and the, you know, seven times a day putting new information on your wall and drip, 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 drip. It just doesn't work. You know, the Facebook paid ads that they offer, you have to look at, you know, a lot of people go, well, I do Google AdWords. And I go, okay. Now, when you do Google AdWords, are you advertising on the content network or are you advertising on the search network? Because there's a huge difference. And here's the primary difference. When you're doing Google AdWords on the search network, your ad is being shown, is being displayed next to people that are searching. Okay, that's pretty simple. Now, have you ever been on Google, reading your email maybe, and you see that little bar at the top where it's got some advertisement? And it's kind of creepy because you're reading an email that your aunt just sent you about how her cat died last week. And Google pops up with a little advertisement talking about pet burial services. It's like they read your mind, and they kind of do, but I'm not getting off on that tangent today. So that is the content network, and completely separate from the search network. You can actually split them in Google when you are setting up your AdWords account. You can split those two up so that you're only advertising on one or the other. And most dentists really want to be on the search network. The content network, it's, you know, just like Facebook ads, it's just a waste. And here's why. Those people aren't looking for information. They don't have a problem that they need fixed. So when you're running ads on Facebook or Google's content network and somebody clicks on your advertisement, usually what's going through their mind is, oh, that looks cool. I'll check that out. And that's usually the end of it. You know, if you talk to any reputable pay-per-click marketer on AdWords, what they'll tell you is that when you're doing AdWords, you need to split up your marketing to the search and the content network. Your search network, you might want to bid 50 cents or $1 or $2 a click. Your content network, a nickel a click, a dime a click. You know, the reason you want to segment them is because the content network is worth so much less per click, because the value just isn't there. It isn't somebody that has a problem. It's somebody that goes, oh, that's cool, I think I'll check that out. And that AdWords content network is synonymous with what Facebook is doing. You know, you're browsing around Facebook, you put in on your Facebook that you like The Voice, or you like The Bachelorette, or The Bachelor, or whatever it is. So Facebook reads that, and The Bachelor, oh, coincidentally, is running an advertisement on Facebook. And so Facebook shows The Bachelor's advertisement to everybody that has selected The Bachelor as one of their likes. And that's the same kind of thing. There's not a problem there. It's not a call to action. It's just a billboard on the side of the road. You know, it's just another message that gets lost in the 4,000 messages a day that we now get hit with. 4,000 messages a day we get hit with. It's unbelievable. So That's what you're competing against. That's why Facebook just doesn't work for new patient generation. It's just by design. It's not that it's bad. It's just not what it was designed for. Moving on past this social media discussion we've had, I see a lot of dental websites that have no call to action whatsoever. They've got some pretty graphics, and you know, they talk about how great they are. A lot of them never address the patient's problems. They only talk about the solutions and how great they are. And second, many never have a call to action. I've looked at dental websites before that I had to click two or three times to even find a phone number to call the office. You know, your information has to be readily available right on the front page, because people just have digital attention deficit disorder. You know, I told you a few minutes ago, 4,000 messages a day that we're getting hit with. It's no wonder there's a generation of kids that have attention deficit disorder. They're getting hit so much, they don't have time to give anything attention. And people are searching on their mobile phones now. I did an analysis this morning for two clients, one based out of Chicago, one based out of Tennessee. And the client of ours up near Chicago, actually up in Northwest Indiana, 25.7% of all of their web traffic, they had 1,200 people on their website last month. He actually sent me an email. I just posted some results. We've been working with him for 30 days. Check out the results button at the top. Dr. Randy Schmidt, we just posted some results for him after 30 days of working. But 1,200 people on his website in the past 30 days, 25.7% of them came from a mobile device. You know, I remember looking at those numbers a year ago, and we were looking at like 3 or 4, 5, 6%. Mobile search, 2012 is the year of mobile. 2011 was local, 2010 was video, 2009, I don't even remember what 2009 was, it's been so long ago. 2012 is mobile. You've got to cater to the mobile audience. The doc down in Tennessee, 28% of all his visitors, he had 770 visitors last month on his website, 27% of those came from a mobile device. You have to have your information readily available. People want to search. They want to pop open their mobile phone. They want to do a quick search, and they want your information. Bam! Like Emerald. Bam! You know, right there. Available. Ready to roll. You got to have a mobile website. And I sound like I'm lecturing. But, you know, looking at these two clients, each of them, 25.7% of 1,200 is what, 350 people? I don't know, 300, 3, 6, 9, 12, 300 something prospects. 27% of 770 is, you know, another 200-ish, 190? 350 prospects of yours a month are coming to your website on a mobile device, and they can't read your website. Now, what do you think they're doing? They're clicking back, right now. They're going back to Google, and they're searching again. And they're gonna keep looking until they find a website that they can read that answers their questions. And that's where this world is going. We all want information. We all have digital attention deficit disorder. I mean, we all want information right now, on our fingertips, delivered, no problems, no hassles. And technology has advanced so much, and it's so available to everybody these days, that people just expect it. It's just 5 years ago, if you had said mobile website to somebody, they would have looked at you like you had three heads coming out of your shoulders. Nowadays, mobile websites, we include them with every package we do. It's just part of doing business. You have to have it. You have to have a website. There's a couple have to haves. If you want people to find your website and you want them to call you and you want to be successful marketing online, unfortunately, there's no hidden tricks or magic wands or purple pills or red pills. Marketing on the web isn't complicated. It's not full of all these buzzwords. It's not something new that you have to dump tens of thousands of dollars into every 6 months. You just have to get a good base and you have to pour your foundation solid. You got to have a solid website, Google Places, and you got to build from there. You got to have some video. You have to have a way that people can contact you risk-free. People want more information about you, and you want to keep your name in front of people. So it's a match made in heaven. Offer them some more information. You get their email address, and now you can send them an email or a text message or a postcard in the mail or a letter in a month or 2 months or 6 months and drip on them over and over and over again and keep your name in front of them. And eventually they're going to have a need. Eventually they're going to break a tooth off or their daughter or son is going to jump on a trampoline and break their tooth. Or something's going to happen and they're going to have a need. And they're going to go, you know, this doctor, this dentist, he's been sending me all this great information, all this educational stuff. He's not pushy. He's sent me his free report. He had a webinar talking about how he could help me. He's done all this stuff for me. He's a pretty good guy. I think I'm going to go see him now. I think I'm going to call him now that I have a need. And that's what you want to be. You want to be that go-to dentist that you've educated your community, you've built your name within the community, and when people have a need, they call you. Just keep an eye out. There's all kinds of new crazy stuff out there. Take a look. I tell you what, if you want to learn more about how to properly structure your website to capture the new patients you want, to generate new patients, to generate phone calls, we've got a new free report out, the Dental Website Audit. It's actually version 3. We're getting ready to launch next week. It's a 33-page free report right now. It's going to be about 40 pages on the next version. But if you download it today, send me an email. I'll send you a copy of version 3 as soon as it's out. We've got it. It's a free download on our website. You don't even have to enter your email address to download it. It's just a PDF. You just click and it downloads. If you'd like a hard copy, we can mail you a hard copy too. All you got to do is plug your information in. The place to get it is www.dentalwebaudit.com. Dentalwebaudit, AUDIT.com. Free download, or you can plug your address in there. I'm glad to mail you a printed hard copy that you can have. So take a look at that. If you're looking to take your website to the next level, you don't know where to turn, it'll give you a lot of clarity. It'll show you exactly what you need to do to be successful with your dental website to attract the types of patients that you want. So that's all for today. Colin Receiver here saying keep moving forward.